This is the Halloween version of the Real BS Show.
The Halloween.
Yeah. I don't even know what Halloween is.
Well, we can get into that.
Where you go over and get candy from your neighbors. That's right. That's all I knew about it.
Right.
It's supposed to be spooky, though. It's scary.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different things to it, you know, that we can get into.
Well, I don't know anything about Halloween. Nothing. I remember the Headless Horseman. That was scary.
Right. And there's also local legends and things that we can go over that in this region that maybe you remember hearing about. You know, there's other things that, you know, each region of the United States and Europe and all over the world has different local legends of spooky stuff.
Do they all go out and collect candy?
No, that's more of an American
thing. Get their costumes on?
That's more of an American thing, you know. That's commercialized because it wasn't that way before.
Well, we were poor, so we didn't get no candy. So the only candy we got was at Halloween. So
right.
I had to hit every house in Waterford as fast as possible.
Did you have to hide it from your siblings?
No, I don't remember that. We all went out and got candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of us got more than others, that's all. We take a pillowcase, fill it up with candy.
What'd you dress up as?
I don't remember. Nothing fancy. That's Zorro mask or something.
Zorro mask.
Lone Ranger or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you mentioned that because that was something my dad used to love watching is Zorro and the Lone Ranger. And
well, those are easy. Yeah. You know.
That's the time frame, though. It's like your guys' generation, you know.
I don't know. It was stupid. To me, it was.
Right. There's a long history with Halloween, though. It goes back further than, you know, 100 years ago. If you go back in time, first off, what's Halloween mean? It's Hallows Eve, or the next day, November 1st, is Hallows Day, which is Saints Day, All Saints Day. And it was supposedly the day that a lot of Christians were executed by the Roman Empire. So they made one day to honor all the people that died, and it just happened to fall along a lot of pagan holidays where they had harvest fests. You know, they'd have massive, huge, after harvesting all the food, they'd have festivals back then, and Christianity just kind of stepped in and took that place. But if you go back through time in many different cultures, the end of the year before winter came, a lot of cultures had it. You know, you had Sumeria, you had Egypt, you had the Babylonians, the Akkadians, you know. You go back long, 20,000 years ago, you know, back when they first started farming 100 to 10,000 years ago. There were people who were doing that, you know, harvesting and then celebrating. And it just happens, you get a lot of Celtic and Germanic influences. And then later on, you know, different cultures like in Spain did the same thing, would celebrate. And then it came to the United States.
So they're just looking for an excuse to have a party?
Yes. Yes. Come on. You think about it, you know. Why not?
Same old crap, just a different day.
If you were farming and then knew winter was coming, you probably would want a party too. Probably loosen up a little bit.
You'd play bingo or something.
If they
had down the fire hall and play bingo.
Right, right. But in a lot of ways, look at Thanksgiving. It's kind of an end-of-the-year harvest thing. Really, it's kind of a more of an American thing. But Halloween was not like it was 100 years ago. There was no kids running around collecting candy. That's a new thing. You know, probably your generation is probably one of the first ones to start doing it. Huh. Maybe second, you know.
Well, we did it good, that's for sure.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, now it's more spooky, you know. There's a lot more spookiness to it. But really was just... you know, kind of, if you look back at some of the costumes, I'm sure if you look online, you can go back and look at 1940s and 1950s Halloween costumes, and some of them are pretty goofy looking. In fact, some of the characters that you'd have kids, you know, sit on during Christmas were spooky too. But I don't know, we got some songs too that are kind of Halloween.
Yeah, let's play some music.
Yeah.
Listen to what are we hearing in the background here?
Just some spooky, best relaxing Halloween music.
Relaxing, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta relax during Halloween.
Yeah, you need to. It's kind of a rough time of the year, you know?
Yeah, anything to make a buck. Okay, let's play some whatever you got collected there.
Yeah, I got some Don't Fear the Reaper.
Okay.
Do the
we're back. How do you feel, Bill?
Oh, I'm very spooked.
Spooked?
Yeah, very scared.
He's shaking over there.
Yeah, I'm trying not to fall out of my chair.
So, after you were a young kid, you were going around trick-or-treating, and then you kind of outgrew the getting candy part, did you?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
Well, you didn't go out and cause some mayhem, a little bit of trouble.
We didn't need Halloween to do that.
Yeah, I know.
You could have done that any time.
Well, when you're a teenager, there's a tradition, maybe it's around here, some teenagers would go around and smash pumpkins that people would leave on their front porches or front of their property. And
I don't think I ever squished a pumpkin.
I never did either. I always thought that was kind of stupid, but you'd see it. And it's happened to me a few times, actually. So my son and his girlfriend put their pumpkins they carved on my back porch. So it kind of maybe protects against the vandals. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Nobody can see them.
That's right. But they add a little light. They add a little bit of light. There's little electric lights in there that kind of flicker so you can see where you're walking. Don't want to run to a skunk. That's the real Halloween there. A skunk, a rabid raccoon.
Yeah.
Did you take your kids a lot trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I did, but I don't remember that much about it. I mean, a few times, not much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I never, helping my son putting costumes on, I'd help him, I'd paint, his face if he wanted his face painted. I did that stuff, I thought it was funny whenever I'd see, they'd like have the little kids doing on the main street doing trick-or-treating, and I'd see the newspaper guy, and I was like, hey, want to take a picture of him? And he'd always take a picture of him, and he'd end up in the newspaper. And so it was always funny. My son was in the newspaper 3 times in a row, and I'd clip it out, and, it was kind of funny.
Now you don't know where they're at.
No, I have no clue, but it was just funny. To me, it was kind of funny. He did run across a picture of it recently. I had found one. He goes, I was in the newspaper. I was like, yeah, you didn't know that. But I don't know. We got some more music, too,
Yeah, let's play some more tunes and see if we run into a Halloween song.
All right, this is a Halloween song. I think you like this group. They were called Ghost.
I don't know. Let's play it and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. I'm coming back for you, my friend. To where we'd hide as children. I'm coming back for you, my friend. It's a hunter's moon. through all this time, you try to peel it off, and it's such a
Halloween, I guess.
Yeah,
tomorrow I'm gonna stay home.
Yeah, same here.
Turn off the lights.
I'm gonna come to your driveway with a bag, saying, "Hey, I want candy." You should be giving out cigarettes.
Hand out firewood.
Yeah, firewood. Here's your free firewood. It's a little slither. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My Halloween stories are overdone with, so I don't have anything.
Did you ever
nothing really exciting happened on Halloween that I can remember.
Well, how about this? Not even Halloween, just in general. Like, did you ever have any spooky moments where you couldn't explain what was going on, or you were confused what was going on, or maybe you saw something and you didn't understand
what
it was?
Not that I can remember.
The closest thing I can think of is when my wife at the time, her and I were going to an appointment because she was pregnant and with my son, and we were driving, and for some reason we took a different road, and we were driving, and it was very foggy, and we normally would go one route that was, you know, just constantly we travel that one route to the doctor's office, but for some reason we went to a different route and came down the road, and through the fog all of a sudden there's this woman in a gown, just walking in the middle of the street. And she just looked so odd. It was not...
Spooky?
Spooky. And it literally looked like a horror movie when we came up on her. And then when I got closer, I just realized, oh, that woman's just mentally ill. And I realized she was just walking in the fog. It was very thick fog. I almost hit her, to be honest. And
hey, where's your boots?
She was literally just walking around just in the fog, and I'm like in the middle of the street, and I realized when we got closer, she was just really not mentally there. And I asked her if she was okay, and she just shook her head, you know, sideways and just kept on walking. I'm like, all right, fine, and drove on. But literally that was, for a, like 30, like 10 seconds there, I thought that it was something very weird, supernatural kind of thing, but it wasn't. But that was, that stuck with me. I still think about that sometimes. I have nightmares of that. Because it was very, she was very, if I, I wish I could describe her face because it was not normal looking.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even Halloween.
No, no. It was like wintertime kind of thing, you know, the fog lifting off the snow. Right. That's why I was kind of dumbfounded by someone walking barefoot in the middle of the road with just a nightgown on, a white nightgown that matched the fog. There's been other times too, you know, I grew up Pentecostal and we had exorcisms and stuff like that, but that's a different story. That's not really Halloween.
Yeah, it's more like Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, don't listen to me. Yeah. Let's play some more music.
Yeah.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you in life to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
him in your dreams. He'll appear out of nowhere, but he ain't what he seems. You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
Show Halloween style.
Yes, sir.
I think it's Halloween style. I don't know.
Yeah. Halloween-ish.
Whatever that is. Scary. Scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think we scared anybody?
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe we put people to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe so scared they shut it off. Mm. Well, anyways, time to say goodbye, right?
Yeah.
We got a couple more at the end here, but we'll say goodbye. Be safe. Don't eat too much candy.
Yeah.
That's not good for you.
Yeah, that's not.
That could get scary, too.
Diabetes.
Watch out for razor blades and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a myth.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess we'll see you next week. It's going to get start getting colder, and it's going to, well, it might be sunny for a while, but it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We're due for it.
I got to find me a snowsuit or a snowmobile suit or something like that.
Right.
So I can plow the driveway. Okay, Seth, till next week, y'all be safe and sound and happy and healthy and eat right, and you are what you eat, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're going to load up on donuts, look out.
Or if you're a cannibal.
Whatever. Hey, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
his spells knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company. Tears shed, queen bee must squeeze.